All right. All right, folks, I don't have a lot of time today. Initially, I thought this was going to be a 45 minutes, but turns out it's only 25. So I tried to cram a lot of the technical details, and I might be missing a lot of things. So I'm rushing here. If there's any question, feel free to ask me in the hallway after, in case there's no time. Okay. First of all, about me, my name is Sun. Just call me Sun, that's fine. I'm from Vietnam originally. I'm currently based in the Netherlands. I have been living there for the last 5 years. I contribute to Git, GitLab, and Gitly. I'm quite a version control nerd in general, and build tools as well as developer toolings in general. If you have anything that you like about version control, build tools, developer, productivity, come talk to me. I'm currently working as a solution engineer at BuildBuddy. That logo is right there, is paying for my trip, so it's there. And in the past, I worked for Booking.com and Lazada, Alibaba in general. Some excuses. I recently have to travel 6-7 city for the last 1 week. I'm extremely jet lagged. This slide was finished at 6 a.m. this morning, so a lot of mistakes. Please contact me if you spot anything or if you have any questions. I can be reached on various different channels. What are we talking about today? We are talking about, first of all, CI challenges at scale. I have been working for big companies. Recently, I'm talking to a lot of big customers, customers who are in the top 10 biggest company in the world, even. The CI is definitely not a solved problem at scale. There are a lot of pain points, and that's what we are talking about today. One of the solutions coming out of all those challenges is artifact-first and hermetic builds, using those modern and newer build tools, and I would be touching on that. And as using that as a background, we can talk about how distributed build system often work and the set of remote build execution API, which is the open source project I'm here to talk about. That's open source. Even though I'm working for a startup based on all these API, that API is open source, so you are free to use. Let's define scale. What is scale? First of all, a lot of employees, right? Whether you are a 90-person small company or you are dealing with 20,000 engineers, right? The slower your build, the more time your employee is going to spend waiting. And those are working hours. You're paying salary on top of that. That's costing you money. That's a problem, all right? Slow build is definitely a problem when your company has a lot of employees. Having big code issue, that's not just a synonym for monorepos. Even though with monorepos, you see that problem happen a lot more often because tooling break when you use monorepo a lot faster. But that's also a problem for multi-repo as well, right? For example, one of my previous employers was Alibaba. We have tens of thousands of engineers contribute to multiple, sometimes hundreds of repos at the time. For certain projects, right? And it's slow, right? Your build gonna be slow if you have a lot of code. That's just very obvious. Number three might be not so obvious, but depending on the business that your company is in, you might have different requirements for risk tolerance. For example, if you're making robotic application for hospital, right? You might have slightly lower risk tolerance compared to an e-commerce company, because one mistake could cost you human life compared to just a couple $100,000. So depending on the risk tolerance, as your risk tolerance increase, right? If, for example, you're making more money over time, right? You get more revenue. $1 could cost you a lot more money. Or if you're in the business of, for example, self-driving, hospital equipments, or even aerospace, right? Those can be quite costly as well, but in terms of human life. So to improve on that, you have to do a lot more testing, security testing, shifting left. That means you have to do a lot more testing, and all of that increasing the amount of tests, meaning that you have a compute problem, right? More tests equal more computes. You can see in this scale, you can start off with a very simple pipeline that has a single job that would do you just fine initially. But over time, you're going to see yourself evolve into a multi-stage pipeline because, you know, you have more compute. You have to distribute your compute into multiple steps that are very traditional CI system kind of deal. But even after you distributed it, you still have to pay the bill for those computes, right? And how do you save money when you have a distributed compute problem? You cache, right? Selective testing, caching. And how do you cache things accurately? You have to, and how do you select which node, which step to run, which step not to run, right? Eventually, that's usually come down to defining some condition, right? When to run, when not to run. For example, if I change this external dependency, then run my build. But if I didn't change it, then don't run it, right? And all of those conditional will often be encoded into your repository, your code, your CI pipeline at the final state, which is a graph, right? This is usually a DAG, but you know, I have seen more than a DAG, but a DAG is usually reasonable enough. And overall with this, you know, your compute keep growing and growing over time. So yeah, finally caching, right? But when you have cache, you have a cache invalidation problem, right? Cache invalidation is really hard. It's one of the toughest kind of problem that you have in computer science in general. And well, below naming, of course, but you know, naming is, we don't talk about naming here. you have a